Okay, my name is Idris Fasasi. I'm with the LA County Department of Public Health Immunization Program. And today I'll be presenting a model that we created to efficiently and effectively distribute the H1N1 vaccine to all LA County providers despite the scarcity of the vaccine at that time. So, as you can see from this slide, LA County is a pretty large county. It's actually the largest county in the United States, larger than 42 states individually, with a population of 10 million individuals. So it's extremely enormous in size and diversity. So you can imagine the challenge we faced with distributing H1N1 vaccine to such a complex population. So these are the service planning areas, or SPAs, that were created in 1993 in order to meet the complex needs of such a large population in LA County. There are a total of 8 service planning areas, and these service planning areas were used as part of our model, as you will see in subsequent slides. All right, so unlike prior flu seasons, all H1N1 vaccine was acquired by the federal government and distributed to states and local health departments on a per capita basis. On September 1st, 2009, the State Department of California developed the CalPAN flu website for providers to indicate the desired amount of H1N1 vaccine, as well as estimate the number of individuals that they served that met the ACIP H1N1 target groups. Also, each local health department in California was responsible for providers in their locality who registered on this website. So how did we recruit providers to register on CalPAN flu? Well, starting in August 2009, we mailed out newsletters, had telephone conferences and in-person meetings with the following health plans and health providers that you see in yellow. Also, just so you know, VFC providers were also surveyed regarding their capability of becoming H1N1 vaccinators. The county also designed our own website prior to CalPAN flu's website being up. Through our website, providers were able to get information on how to register for vaccine allocation and various other information on the H1N1 distribution process. This diagram shows the supply and demand of the H1N1 vaccine from October to December. In yellow, that is the government allocation, and in white, that is the provider request. So, for example, 64,000 plus doses from the government and 2.6 million doses requested by the providers in LA County. So basically, the providers' orders exceeded vaccine availability. So as you can see over time, in October, November and December, the orders increased, but the high demand wasn't met by the low supply of vaccine. So what is the dilemma with limited vaccine? So questions that we pose ourselves are, how do we serve the large and geographically diverse populations in LA County? How do we equitably distribute vaccine to providers? And how do we quickly reach our ACIP H1N1 target populations? So these questions will be answered in the following slides. So these are the three components, major components of the vaccine distribution model we implemented. First, we had to prioritize providers into three tiers, tier one, tier two, and tier three, who would receive the H1N1 vaccine. Next, providers received only partial amounts of their vaccine orders and of their first orders. And lastly, the vaccine was allocated to providers according to the percentage of individuals in their SPA and by order date on the CalPAN flu website. Okay, so these are the three medical provider tiers. So after providers self-categorized their specialty on the CalPAN flu website, they were grouped into one of these three tiers I mentioned. Again, these tiers were developed to reach the ACIP target groups in an efficient manner. So for example, tier one, OBGYNs, serve pregnant women, pediatrics, children. So we thought that they'd be the highest priority, so that's why they were grouped in tier one. Also, nonprofit community health centers, These were grouped in Tier 1 because they serve a large population of the uninsured in LA County and the indigent population. And again, they received 50% of their first vaccine order. Let's go over to Tier 2, internal medicine, universities and colleges, etc. They received 20% of their first vaccine order. And in Tier 3, long-term care providers, pharmacies, mass vaccinators, which are for-profit mass vaccinators, they would not receive vaccine until all Tier 1 and Tier 2 providers had received some of their vaccine. Okay, so there were additional activities that we did to ensure the quality of the order approval process. First, if providers ordered vaccine in excess to their clinic population markers, we adjusted the orders to meet actual clinic population numbers. Next, we recategorized hundreds of providers who misclassified themselves as other on the CalPAN Flu website by looking up their clinic name and by calling all of them. So we had to do this manually, and there were hundreds. And also, a call center was launched at the Los Angeles County Immunization Program in early October, and this was done to assist providers with any issues and any issues that they had with their orders. Okay, now this flow diagram is the crux of our vaccine ordering approval process. So from September 1st to December 09, this was the model that we used to distribute H1N1 vaccine to the large population in LA County. So I'll go step by step. So as you can see on the left, the federal level. So the CDC on a daily basis allocated vaccines to the states in process A. And so here, when it got to California, in process B, 15% off the bat went to Kaiser Permanente. In the state of California, Kaiser Permanente is large, also the largest managed care organization in the US. Around 30% of medically insured individuals in California have Kaiser. So 15% went to them. Process C, local health departments received 85%. And this included Pasadena and Long Beach health departments. Now let's go over to process D. The maximum that was allocated to the public was around 30%. And so this was to serve correctional facilities, emergency paramedics, and mass vaccination clinics, or pods, that were set up in poor communities in LA County. Now in process E, there was a minimum of 70% given to private providers. And let's go over to process F, where the spa allocations occurred, where the vaccine was allocated to the 8 spas I mentioned. Then over to process G, this is where the providers placed their vaccine orders on that website that I mentioned, calpanflu.org. Then in data A, we would take a weekly file of the LA County providers' orders on CalPAN Flu, and we'll move over here. We plugged it into our automated algorithm, which was to allocate the vaccine in proportion to the amount of individuals in their spa and how many Tier 1 and Tier 2 providers that they had. So here, that's what is mentioned in process H. So we sorted it by Tier 1, Tier 2, and by first come, first serve. Then in process I, we approved it, and partially, 50% for Tier 1, 20% for Tier 2. In process J, the approved orders were emailed to the state of California by 12 p.m. Pacific time. This was done on a daily basis. And in process K, all the California local health department's orders were sent to the CDC by 6 p.m. Pacific time. In process L, our last process, our distributor McKesson shipped the vaccine orders to providers in 3 to 5 working days. And so this is a very important process, and this was designed to meet the needs of Los Angeles County. So it's a long process, but it was effective. Okay, so did we succeed in equitably distributing the vaccine in LA County? And according to this diagram and model, the answer is yes. So over here on the left, all the spas in LA County, spa 1 through 8, population 10 plus million over here. and you see the proportion of individuals for each spa, the percentage. So for example, so here are the cumulative doses as well, November 6th, November 30th, and December 18th. These were the highlight dates that we selected where vaccine seemed to be most scarce. So, for example, Spa 1, 3.3% of the population in LA County. So basically our premise was to get the proportion of cumulative doses congruent to the population number in Spa 1 and for each other spa. So you see Spa 1 has 3.3%, November 6th, 3.2%, November 30th, 3.1%. And by December 18th, 2.2, by that time, the demand for vaccine was low. So understandably, it was lower. But basically, in the other months, we were able to get approximately 3.3% of cumulative doses to that spa. There were exceptions, though. On Spa 3, this is where the Pasadena Health Department is. And since Pasadena is located in Spa 3. So Pasadena's orders were not included in the cumulative doses because they have their own local health departments, which serves their own population. So if the orders were included in this spa, then the numbers would have naturally probably have been closer to 18.2, but as you can see, it's lower because Pasadena Health orders weren't included. So 17.1, 17.4, and 15.8. Similarly, in Spa 8, this is where Long Beach Health Department is, and Long Beach serves their own constituents as well, so they were not included with these orders. So 15.7% in Spa 8, but 12.0, 12.4, 11.1. Again, the numbers would have probably been closer to 15.7 if Long Beach, Health Department was included in these orders. So this shows the effectiveness of the distribution of the vaccine in our county. So this graph shows the percentage of vaccine approved by tier one and tier two providers, which I mentioned were the providers who were in the target groups. And so by November 30th, 85% over here of tier one and tier two providers had received their vaccine orders. By December 18th, 96% of tier one and tier two providers had received their vaccine orders. So this also illustrates the success of the algorithm and the distribution model in LA County so that we developed it to equitably distribute the H1N1 vaccine. And this concludes my presentation. I wanted to acknowledge individuals who helped make this presentation possible, Dr. Nelson El-Amin, John Lamori, Dr. Michelle Parra, and Dooley Kodagoda. And if you need to contact me with any information, here's my information over here. Thank you.